Sarah, what does your daddy do?
My daddy drives big trucks all across the country.
Oh, Timmy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy works for the bank and gets the cow money all day long.
Billy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy waits for the day when the elder gods will rise from the wastes of Morthok and return Cthulhu to his former glory and power. For on the seventh day of the seventh month, at the seventh hour, the seven followers of Abraxas will throw the Chosen into a pit of madness to begin the ritual that will throw this mortal world into darkness for 1,000 years.
And Adam, what does your daddy do?
Stays the f*** away from his daddy, that's for damn sure.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe.
Recommended for mature individuals.
You can't handle the truth!
And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Hey, all you conspiracists. How the heck are you doing? It's time to head for that bunker and grab your foil. It's about to get weird around here. Oh, man. It's been ages since I podcasted, and I guess before I forget, in case you missed it in the intro, this podcast is not family safe. Oh, time to get my pod legs under me again here and get organized. How long has it been? I don't know. As for drinks, well, I guess I'm being not quite man enough today. I'm only drinking a Coca-Cola, but that's all right. Maybe next time beer will be involved. Not that fancy porter stuff, but we'll see what happens. All right, let's get right into the strange and mysterious, shall we? We turn our eyes to the continent of South America. Are there ape creatures living deep in the remote jungles? Now, officially, South America has no apes. That's why in 1920, when a Swiss geologist named Dr. Francois Deloy was leading an expedition through the rainforest, on the border between Venezuela and Colombia, he had a shocking experience. Two strange ape-like creatures stepped out of some bushes in front of his expedition, walking on their hind legs, having no tails, and standing about 5 feet tall. The creatures seemed angry, and they moved even closer, so the expedition had to shoot one, causing the other one to flee off into the jungle. Now, since they couldn't identify the creature, and it proved too heavy to carry very far, they propped its body up on a crate, used a pole to support its chin, and photographed it. Apparently, though, after a boat capsized later on, many of the photos were lost forever, but at least one very good photo remained, and you can see it by doing a search on Above Top Secret. I'll try to find that photo and link it in the show notes if I can find that thread. If not, you can do a Google search on Loy's ape and find that photo. So after returning to Europe, Dr. Loy's published an account of the whole episode in the Illustrated London News in 1929, which included the photo, and it astounded the scientific community. One zoologist, who was convinced that the creature was genuine and a species of South American ape, formally named it. The skeptics, however, would be equally as vocal. Many stated, since the creature was similar to smaller spider monkeys, they concluded that's what it was, despite the fact that Loy's claimed it had fewer teeth than any of the spider monkey species. Now, people also claimed he simply hid or cut off the tail. Now, in today's cryptozoological circles, the photo is often referred to as a fake because the true scale of the animal can't be calculated. But if it is a fake, why is it that this creature is so well known by the local natives, just the same way Sasquatch is known by American Indian culture in North America. You see, the natives of Colombia, Belize, Venezuela, Guyana, Nicaragua, and Peru all have different names for the same creature. In October 1990, some people undertook an expedition to find the Loy's ape. They interviewed many of the natives who knew of just such a giant monkey. It was said that the creature lived in the mountains and had not been known to attack humans in a long time. During the expedition, almost every interviewee spoke of a large monkey, somewhat thin in stature, with long arms, and having reddish fur on its body. There are ape-man masks carved from stone by a tribe of natives in Costa Rica from a period during 1200 to 1500 AD. There have also been statues of gorilla-like creatures found amid various ruined cities around Central and South America. So many accounts of ape creatures have also been given from various tribes, such as in Peru, where it's said that a monkey the size of a chimpanzee lives. It supposedly has a short tail and a baboon-like face, and it's very rare and very ferocious. So are there ape men out there yet to be discovered in South America? And why is it the idea of an ape man is so prevalent in almost every culture in the world? If something is out there, given the vast unexplored lands in South America, it's entirely possible that one day it'll be found. After all, just look at the deer species recently found on a small island in Indonesia. I think it was Indonesia anyway. If memory serves. But the deer that was found, I know it lived in a dense forest just on an island a few miles in size, and it had never been seen before by the people living there. Or is it possible that mankind itself is having some type of mass genetic memory from our past? It could be something to do with our evolution, or even more recently, the theory of a coexistence and possible struggle to survive against Neanderthal man. Now one day, I hope we find out that truth. Speaking of truth, I think it's time for a little political interlude. All right. Well, the world of politics keeps heating up, and even the three amigos are not safe from speaking out on the current state of affairs, or at least two of them anyway. Now, of course, according to a new book by Bob Woodward, Washington Post reporter and author, the current White House administration is beset by dysfunction and division over the war in Iraq. Rather than get into the specifics of the book, however, I thought I'd play you an audio representation of it for your enjoyment.
I said I was tired of swatting at flies. And then two flies knocked down the Twin Towers and a lot of people died. So I thought I'd make that the cornerstone of my campaign. Bring my friends to New York and have them say 9-11 again and again and again.
What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking?
I had other priorities than going to Nam. Like, hanging out, doing blow, going AWOL, hitting the bong. You know, back then I just didn't feel like going to war. That's what suckers like John Kerry are for.
What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking?
Well, hi, Father. Where are you? Oh, tell this what Jesus do. I just don't feel like we should be changing horses in midstream. Even if the horse is on fire and the stream is made of gasoline, I feel the country's much safer with him. now that we're finally alone in the world, we can win.
What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was Jim's Big Ego, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network and music.podshow.com, and I'll have links in the show notes for that. And don't forget, parts of this show are sponsored by the ATS Gear Store. In fact, that part that was like 2 minutes, 40 seconds into the show, that was all they could afford. But go ahead, click the link, get yourself a t-shirt, help them out, and besides, you're going to look fabulous in it.
Blog of the week.
Well, I haven't done one of these in a long time, but I guess since I'm one of the blog czars and pretty active in the blogging community, except for today, that is, I really didn't do anything. But I had to recognize We Come in Peace, who did an amazing post recently using 9/11 comic book as a reference for a parody. Now, that single entry has gotten tons of traffic, and I've seen more comments posted there than almost any other blog entry to date. So whatever you do, run, don't walk, over to his blog and check it out. And well, don't forget to stop by my blog, Wizard Words, when you're done, and just say hello. I know, shameless self-promotion. Well, let's see here. I think next, let's travel eastward over to the Indian Ocean. Because I want to know, Lemuria, is it a lost continent of advanced people like Atlantis? Or is it a hidden homeland to reptilians? Well, I looked into it and here's what I found. Lemuria is the name of a lost land reportedly located in either the Indian or Pacific Oceans. Its origins come from the 1860s, when many zoologists were trying to explain the disjointed distribution of prosimians, most notably lemurs. The idea favored at the time was that Madagascar and India must have been connected by a landmass that sunk, leaving prosimians stranded on Madagascar and a few other smaller islands. Fossils of lemurs have been found in both those locations, but none in Africa or the Middle East. As Lemuria gained some acceptance within the scientific community, it began to appear in the works of other scholars. Ernest Haeckel, a German Darwinian taxonomist, proposed Lemuria as an explanation for the absence of missing link fossil records. He claimed the fossil record could not be found because it had sunk beneath the sea. The idea of Lemuria entered the world of the occult thanks to a one Madame Blavatsky, who claimed that in the 1880s she had psychic contact with ethereal beings who revealed to her the true history of humanity. Now, according to her, Lemurians were the third of seven root races to inhabit the earth. Modern day humans are the fifth one. The Lemurians began as ape-like brutes with three eyes and hermaphrodite egg-laying abilities. After the creation of other mammals, Blavatsky revealed that some Lemurians turned into more beast-like. The gods then sunk Lemuria into the ocean and created a fourth race with a higher intellect to inhabit Atlantis. In the many years that followed, there were stories and cults that were established regarding the belief that a Lemurian race still existed on Earth in various hidden locations. Even in some reptilian conspiracy theories, Lemuria, or is it sometimes called Mew, is the supposed homeland for dragons and Nagas. Blavatsky wrote The Secret Doctrine in 1888, where she wrote about dragon men that had an advanced civilization on the Lemurian continent. until they're rampant, see, yeah? Use of black magic brought about their demise. So what has modern science learned about Lemuria? Well, I found we now have a solid understanding of plate tectonics, which makes the sunken continent of Lemuria superfluous. We now know that Africa and India had once been in direct contact with each other, which now explains prosimian distribution. So in the end, there's no evidence of a lost continent such as Lemuria. But the idea is so burned in our consciousness that people keep right on searching and right on believing. Maybe one day, something will be found to give some level of truth to the entire story. But personally, I don't think that'll happen. Anyway, as you all know, truth is what we're all about at Above Top Secret.
Not all of us can say what bullshit is made of, but we know it when we smell it. There are many shades of gray, but any of us know when we're being left in the dark. That's why it's time to call a lie a lie. If facts were faces, they'd be staring. It's your fundamental duty. Speak the truth, seek the truth, like you would life or beauty. Support the truth, support the truth, support the truth. The weatherman keeps talking about sunny days while we're soaking in the rain. And the news has no analysis. It's not hard to understand. When one side says a man ate a sandwich, and the other says the sandwich ate the man.
Once again, Jim's Big Ego, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. And I'll have links, as I said, in the show notes. So if you haven't already done it, make sure to listen to the ATS review with Springer and Skeptic Overlord. They've had three of them out now, and I would say you shouldn't miss a single one. I guess to get a little bit geeky here, before I get out of here, I'm running this whole setup through a Windows PC if you want to know how to do it. Real easy. My recommendation, get out, download Cast Blaster. The best thing about Cast Blaster is it's absolutely free to record up to 10 minutes long. So if you're just going to make short comments, post them up as a podcast, anything under 10 minutes, it's absolutely free. It's great software, works with just about any sound card, sound setup. I've tried it all kinds of ways. If you want to make longer podcasts, $50 and it's yours. I've actually had it and moved it to three or four different machines. I can't remember. They give you like five limits, something like that. So you can move it around, you can use it, and that's what I've been using. Today I'm using a USB microphone and Cast Blaster. That's it. I pretty much streamlined my whole setup to be mobile. Now, if I was recording through Skype, the way the ATS review is, I actually have a small mixer that needs a power plug, so I tend to not take it around with me. But I have a small mixer, and what I actually did, I think the machine I was using at the time had two sound cards. My current laptop has two headphone jacks, probably do the same thing. I hadn't tried it with this. But what I did was I had one sound out going into the mixer, and from each card, the mixer had a couple inputs for that, and then looped that back into my machine through the microphone jack. And by doing that, people that I was talking to, they were able to hear everything that I was doing, any sounds that were played on my computer, whether it was Windows Media Player, Winamp, iPod, iTunes, Cast Blaster, whatever. They could hear everything I was doing, and I could record the whole situation. Actually, that's how I had done a conversation with Parhesia a long time back. But now, and I also have a portable sound card that I sometimes have used. It's a M-Audio fast track box that I can use with a regular dynamic microphone, but which was actually a fairly portable setup, but my microphone was kind of a hassle to if I wanted to take it with me or do anything. So I actually invested in a USB microphone, and there you have it. So that's today's show. I guess it's time to go ahead and open that bunker door and head for home. Stay safe, everybody. Be careful out there. We'll meet again real soon and investigate some more weird stuff. Bye.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society. That's
turned into this. Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connally had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was
Etiquette on the board. Okay. Have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to your podcast, and just a couple things I want to share as I was listening to you. These thoughts came into my head.
It gets better.
Do tell. Every day at AboveTopSecret.com, we have people come on and they make preposterous claims sometimes.